What's a sung? When you set some aside, it's out of the way. Asunder of the soul. It is, other word, the word of God is the only thing that can divide the soul and the spirit. Nothing else can. It's so closely, the soul and the spirit so closely knit. The word of God, the only thing that can divide it. Because it's God. And nothing too hard. Did not we read in Matthew Gospel of God, Jesus said, there are no impossibility with God? Huh? Impossibility don't exist with God. Possibility, everything God, everything concerning God is possible. Amen. He doesn't have any impossibility. It doesn't exist. And then he turned around and said, all things are possible to you, to me, to us who believe.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it is a discerner, it's divide asunder the soul and the spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and a discerner of what? The thoughts and the intent. The word know what you can discern your thoughts and the motive, what you intend to do. You can fool me sometime, not all the time, but you can't fool God no time. He knows the thoughts, the intent. You tell me, oh man, I intend to do that. But God knows you never intended to. Thank you, Lord. Where did I stop at? All right. All right. Let me get to mine. Listen to this. Listen to this. You know, that is a remarkable thing, and it's an awesome testimony. I had heard about it, but I never saw it. And this pastor is doing in Africa. They have built a 50,000 seat auditorium, as you heard Brother Tyrone tell us just earlier. Then they sitting out, got out seats on the outside because they don't have enough people, enough seats to take the people in. And this is in one of the poorest countries in the world. One of the poorest, not the only one. I guess Calcutta, India was at the top of the list. But Africa, because you know there's 50 countries, 50 I think in Africa. But to go to a country like that, are y'all hearing me? And to build a 50,000 seat auditorium, fill it up, change the economy, where there was no middle class people. Oh, they were just poor people. You know, when you say middle class, there's a class below you, a class above you. Because they say what? Lower class, middle class, upper class. And to create a middle class people, change the economy. When Bishop Butcher was here from Ghana, I talked to him personally and questioned him about something, and he talked to us about the undeveloped wealth, the rich soil in that country, and the richness, he said, their fruit is different from ours. You know, ours is kind of sweet. Because we put so much stuff in it, trying to make it produce so much. And we overworked the land by planting it too many times. We never give it a break to recover. But let me get back to what he said. And he was talking about the wealth, the riches, the soil, the diamond, and the stuff he said the problem is we don't have the equipment to produce it. He said a European come there and get it for little nothing, then go make a fortune of it. And our leader sells us out, because they'll sell us, you know, a person will sell you out for a dollar. Amen. And we have all these people in this country, in these countries, starving. Starvation. I know you've seen it. You've seen some of the people working there. You've seen it. And it's not that it's not enough resources. It's just when evil takes over. It's just control. It doesn't care a thing in the world about you. Now, if you go and check the country out, though, that's in the high place, they're living good. But they don't care a thing in the world about it. And then there's violence. There's killing. There's rapers. There's drug traffic. There's sex traffic. There's all kind of evil going on. And when the gospel is preached and people receive it and walk in the light of it, it'll bring forth the good. Amen. America just didn't happen because we were so smart. Y'all in the house. I'm going to say it again. If you have studied the history, see our news reporter and all that tells all this, the garbage that's going on, but they never tell the true story about this country, how it got to be. There are some people that believe God. There are some people made some declaration to God. Are you hearing me? I said there were some people that made some commitment and dedication and declaration to God that we will serve you. We dedicate this country to you that is for you. That's why they put on the current, on the dollar, on the currency, that in God we trust. But you know what they're doing now? If you go check the record, they're trying to get it off. They're trying to get God out of the parties. They're trying to get God out of everything. Because they think they're so small. But you know what? We as believers that got a revelation of God will sit up here and let that happen. Shame on us. Y'all ain't talking to me too good. I said, we that are believers that know God and know the word and know how to pray. Shame on us. We sit up here and let something like it happen. We have a way of communicating with God. We have words we can speak. And it annihilates, it destroys, it stops, it cut off the work of the devil. It exposes. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
So what are you saying? I'm telling you, once we learn, get a revelation of, that's what I mean, learn. Get a revelation of the power of words. Let me go on a little further and then we'll come back there.